And on the line now, I have Sandra Dillon. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for taking the call. Now, our regular listeners will know all about the PPN, the Public Participation Network. So that was no need to explain to the listeners about that. But you're a representative of PPN on the Local Community Development Committee. So will you just explain to the listeners what that is, the LCDC?
Well, the LCDC will be the Local Community Development Committee. It's made up of local authority staff, people from public and voluntary bodies. They draw particularly on experience and expertise of the public, but also of other organisations that are in the local area. So they work and support programmes through a various means, John. The scheme provides funding and support, but they particularly target communities that are in need and that need funding to improve and enhance their areas, but also projects to support the local community.
Okay, so it's something similar to the PPN, except did you say you supply funding to certain organisations?
Funding. A lot of the funding would come in through the LCDC, and we sit as a committee, not to distribute and to make, but only to make it more, I suppose, grassroots. So there will be people there who are probably from the educational boards. They will be there from the local partnerships. I myself, I'm representing mental health. So I will be there looking at different areas, but also looking at something like Healthy Ireland and what funding will be coming through there and how that could be used to support the people of the Dublin Northwest area, which is the area I am in, whether it's in disability or mental health or other areas. So what we do is they supply the information from Dublin City Council. They will say how much is coming through, how much can be allocated to different projects. And it's up to people like myself as a representative to put our programmes there, because we're grassroots. So what happens in Dublin Northwest happens on the south side, on the east side or any other side. So a programme that I would be probably actively involved in would be to do with the Meeting Place Club and disabilities and mental health. So I would look at what would enhance what we're doing and put that proposal there. And they encourage then different funding streams coming through.
Yeah, you actually helped set up a Meeting Place Club to support for parents and children on the spectrum. Is that correct?
Very much so. I'm going back 12 years ago now, John. The Meeting Place Club, it was a need. I have an amazing disability in my family, and he was struggling to find, you know, friendships and understand his environment. And I was struggling. And that's where the mental health and disability to me is very, very similar. So the only way out was to look and see what was available. So I went around local partnerships, local youth centres, and there was actually surprisingly nothing there for young teens in disability. So the rest was history. I set up the Meeting Place Club. We later went on to affiliate with the Arts Federation, more so for the policies and procedures, because the Arts Federation are friendship clubs. But as parents, we're always, you know, conscious of the challenges ahead for our children. So we were looking to project-based, so to look at projects that would help. But we were only parents, and, you know, it took us a lot of time. And that's where the PPN disability group was so vital for someone like me, because it's one thing to set up a group and get like-minded parents like myself all around the table, and we all have great ideas. But what are we talking about, and where do we go? So I was very lucky that Dublin City Council and PPN, you know, approached me and asked me to go on to their committee. And it has been so inspiring, but it's also been so informative, because it's helped me to understand different types of disability. And they say there's three, I mean, Dublin City Council acknowledge three major disabilities. I would say there's four or five, because we're in the special needs disability area. So we're looking at physical, developmental, behavioural, sensory. And, you know, there's a lot there. So we're an integrated group. We don't look at labels. But what we do try and do is support the condition. So if you have scoliosis, that doesn't mean you can't have ADHD. Yeah. If you have autism, you can still be in a wheelchair. And more and more we're discovering, particularly in the family unit, disability affects the family. It doesn't only affect the individual. And you know, in Ireland, we have an old way of, if you have one complaint now, you can't have another. So, it's been very rewarding to be able to put the awareness out there. You can have a lot of other issues. Yeah. As well as your disability. So just acknowledge it and adapt it. Sorry, John.
The Meeting Place Club, it sounds fantastic. And especially nowadays, because I know people with disabilities, adults, young adults, children with disabilities, they haven't been able to attend training centres and schools and such like that. And their whole routine has been upset.
Very much so, John. We sort of, like, you listen to the TV and the radio and like, you know, reasonably you'll hear about, you know, mental health and other issues. Like I said, and COVID is a major issue and we all understand that. But the rug has been pulled very much from disability. And I mean, we have allotments, you know, and just to be able to walk around them and to encourage, which we have done all along, encourage, even sometimes just to sit there with nature. You know, our guys can be, you know, some of our guys with ADHD can be very, you know, hyper. It's part of their condition. But the parents need that respite too.
Yeah.
So even if it's only that they can run up a mud slide in the allotment, you know they're enclosed, you know they're safe. We do hippotherapy now. Admittedly, it's been put on hold, but we were able to bring out the horse box out of the allotment because it's a public space. Because the children miss it so much and the parents miss it. Because it regulates the children and it helps them to understand that, you know, we can learn skills very easily through our community. And our community do come on board. We've been very lucky in that way. But it's awareness. It's awareness to know that we are still here. We haven't gone away because the COVID is here. And like you said, a lot of the services have been pulled and it's been very hard on parents out there and the Meeting Place Club. You know, we welcome them from everywhere. You don't have to be from the Dublin Northwest area. I mean, we've people from Mead Street and people from Mead. So there's no restriction of where you come from. We all have something in common. Like, I mean, our motto nearly is like, disability is a journey. We never planned, John.
Yeah.
But we sure do love our tour guides. And the tour guides are each other and parents and the likes of the PPN, the likes of the LCDC and others. I mean, the Family Carers Ireland and all, they're all out there. But you need to meet somebody who has been a part of it or can tell you the benefits of it. And that's something that a parent with disability and their young children coming up miss out because we become very, very isolated. We think we're the only one with this issue and we don't know where to turn because we've been promised so much. And along the way, there's a lot of dead ends. And them dead ends can be very much disheartening. And it makes you withdraw again, and it takes you a long time. And I've found that over the years. I mean, the Meeting Place Club is 12 years now. So if you think about it, my beautiful disability was 12 at the time, yeah. And now he's 23. So it's another adventure now to look from that perspective, and that's where we draw from the PPN. Like, what can we do now for somebody that's 23? You know, where can we go from here? And you're discovering all the time because it is a journey, And it's far from sorted. You know, the PPNs give me, I suppose, sitting there, the ideas, like, I never realised how much a measurement meant to my family member, you know, with his dyslexia or his dyspraxia.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get up a step. Why was he constantly falling over? It's because there was a millimetre out and it's all right for mainstream, but it's not for him. So that kind of knowledge is vital because it empowers me and other parents. And that's why it's so important, the PPN. And to know then where the funding stream is, because, you know, when you're local, you're inclined to just rely on local resources. And they soon tire of you, John. You know, they feel like, oh, you know, we've helped you before. Like, you know, come on. And they're rightly so. There's a lot of brilliant causes out there. But you do find then you have to go and regroup and look at bigger organisations like the LCDC and see, can they give you a home? Can they give you funding to look? Because that's one thing, the Meeting Place, I have to say, isn't one of my achievements. You know, the whole thing around disability and mental health, I really, really do embrace. But we haven't got a home yet. We have allotments, we have other things. But it's to actually have somewhere where we can say, we turn a key, this is the key to disability awareness and openness. So it's a home we need.
Yeah, no, I can see the way the Meeting Place Club and the LCDC will benefit from the PPN because of the amount of different organisations that are there. And you can talk to the other people, their experiences, and maybe it's a referral service as well, would it be?
Very much so, because, I mean, you look at, we do children and teenagers, and then we're going into adulthood. To sit on the PPN, Trident group, which is the disability group for me, what I see then is I see people with acquired brain injury. And I look at how their organisation is doing, is how they're putting awareness out, how they're supporting their people. Because ADHD and dyslexia and dyspraxia are very similar as well. They're all basically in line with, we'd say, a mental health disorder. We would say developmental disorder. So you're looking at people with autism who would have very similar things. It's very bipolar areas there. So I get support and information from people from that organisation who sit on the PPN. Likewise, the Wheelchair Association, you would say, what have you got in common? We've got people with scoliosis.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to know the benefits that the Wheelchair Association are delivering, but also the awareness that they put out there, and to be able to refer parents there for support is really so amazing when they come back with other knowledge and information. So the PPN is really like a melting pot. And what you do is everybody puts their little piece in, and then the rest of us go and take a piece from somebody else. So it's great to be able to share information, to be able to support each other. I mean, I was only there last week. I was sitting on a Zoom call with the Disability Linkage Group in Wexford.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I came away with a load of ideas and a load of new incentives that I want to put forward to our parents and to our committee. So it's really great to empower you as well, because it takes you out of your comfort zone. And with COVID-19, I think we all have to come out of that comfort zone. You know, we've been made so aware of how much our connections mean, particularly in disability. So for me, it's been a lifeline to be able to jump back into the PPNs and find out, you know, work is still going on. So it sort of encourages me to be able to continue in the background with Zoom calls and setting up, like we're looking at cookery, we're looking at, you know, a music group. And we are hoping, the Meeting Place Club are hoping, we've been asked to perform at the PPN plenary this year. Now, we did it last year with two guys. We're hoping to be even bigger this year with more of our guys there. So that's empowering. So that makes parents very aware that this journey may not have been planned, but there are so many there who want to help us and want to guide us. So it's very empowering.
Yeah, and I've said it before, the internet has really come into its own throughout this pandemic, particularly with Zoom calls. You know, the training centres, St. Michael's House, for instance, are doing Zoom calls with their trainees, and it's fantastic.
Very much, yeah, yeah. Now, it's been hard. Like, some of our guys had struggles, and parents, because we never foresaw this. Like, we think we plan ahead, and as parents, particularly with disability and with the PPNs and that, we're always so used to being able to go over, we'd say, to Wood Quay and have that meeting and have that cup of coffee. And it's nearly like a break away from a break. So you have an excuse to go out. But that's gone now. So basically, it's to re-educate ourselves and then share that information. So some people are very nervous on the whole idea of they're struggling with the challenges at home because their teenager or the young children are home. And then when you put a special into that mix, it can be very daunting because you're very routine-based in disability.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And when that's taken away, you sort of do panic for a while. You think, like, how am I going to organise this? How am I going to, you know, and you really go into meltdown mode. And then, unfortunately, the rest of your family all have hormonal issues as well. They seem to do the same. So you're in the middle of a world war, and then all of a sudden it's like, ping, you get an email through, and it's like, you know, we're meeting at such a time. And like I said, when you meet like-minded people like yourself who have the same struggles,
yeah,
you can laugh about it as well. And we all need a little bit of laughter, particularly, like I said, when it can be a thin blue line between the disability sector and the mental health sector.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about people with disability, adults, young adults, children, and they're great fun, you know. I don't want to be talking too seriously about it, you know.
Oh, no, amazing, John. John, I have to say, like I said, I always say I never knew I was losing out on life until I had disability in my family.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it opened the door for me I didn't know existed. But I never, never would have not wanted to walk through it.
Yeah.
It has been amazing. The people I have met, and I hope they say the same about me, that the kindness, the compassion, and the empathy from people who don't walk in our shoes has just astonished me. It really, really has. I mean, I don't know, and this is honestly, if I would have been as accommodating if the roles were reversed. You know, yeah. They have shown me a totally different outlook, and I have to say the funniest world I've ever been in, because, you know, you can go from having a bad day and walk into the allotment and all of a sudden three of them are singing "See you later, alligator, you better hit the road."
Yeah, yeah.
And you just think, like, where else would you see it?
Yeah.
You know, they don't you know something I always say is, there's no grudges held. You know, we can have a bad day, we can have a meltdown, but this time tomorrow it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and that love and understanding, you know, and I have two more children, you know, and I can honestly say, you know, they have a different way of showing their love and understanding. So it is, it's a mix, but it's a mix I would have never missed out on. And I have to say, I don't think it does one parent or even somebody, like I said, who struggles with disability themselves, that wouldn't say that world they entered wasn't kinder and nicer to be in. And it is, it's amazing. And like I said, we have such great shows. And I mean, even with the horse riding and all, I mean, Christmas and all, nothing is ever going to be the same. It's just amazing.
It changes your whole outlook, doesn't it, Sandra?
Very much. You know, do you know what it is? You become, like I said, more aware.
Yeah.
And when you become aware, I don't know, I do always say it's a contentment you reach. You reach a contentment in your life that you think, why would you want it any other way? Yes, it's going to be a struggle. And yes, but you know something, I'll be honest with you, John. I honestly look and think it introduced me to a different kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, a different
world. I would have never been. You know, it often reminds me of the graveyard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm in Glasnevin, and you pass the graveyard, and I had no identity with it. I didn't know what, you know, I had ancient relations in it. And I'm not going to pretend it was, you know, Eamon De Valera, but, you know, there's some of them, you know. And what happened was then my father died.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I had that relationship with Glasnevin Cemetery.
I know what you mean,
And like I said, at first it was sad, and I had a lot of emotions about that. But now I enjoy going down. I love going in. My mother now has joined them since. And it's a place, a solitaire for me, but it's also a place of impairment where I want to get something out, or I want to kick these stones or my mother's, you know, flower arrangement down there. It gives me, I get rid of my anger, I get rid of everything. But I come back to contentment, because all of a sudden, it's like life. You know, it throws ups and downs. And that's why we need places like the PPN to actually give us that empowerment back. It's somewhere I'm associated with now. It's somewhere parents can associate with. And it's just bigger than I am, bigger than we are as parents. And that is something we all need. We need something to look up to or somewhere to go when you have those moments. And like you said, it can be laughter, it can be tears, but it's there. And I never come away without feeling content and thinking, I've learned something from this today.
Listen, Sandra, unfortunately, we've run out of time. I've really enjoyed talking to you this morning. And I'm looking here, you're a member of the LCDC, the PPN, you've the Meeting Place Club. You're also involved with the Finglas Suicide Network, which we'll probably talk about another time.
It's amazing. I'm also a Sea Change Ambassador, and I'm with Family Carers Ireland in mental health and caring. And that's what I mean about the PPM. They give you back your voice, John.
Yeah.
And when you get your voice back, then you become the strength for others. It's, you know, for a long time, I can honestly say, because of mental health issues and because of lack of understanding around, you know, how I was going to protect this beautiful, precious thing that I had, I would have went down the road of mental health, and all carers do. You know, we all struggle. However, with the support and with understanding, like I said, from the PPNs and being able to link into Family Carers, I was able to discover places like Sea Change, who gave me my voice as well. And that's why I sing it from the trees now. There was a time you wouldn't have found me under a stone. I would have been hiding under the cupboard, John.
Yeah. You're not anymore. And I don't...
No. I can gather, John.
I really have to thank you for taking my call, because I don't know how you actually have time to talk to me.
I'll be honest with you, John. It's people like yourself that highlight it, that gives me back time, because, you know, it's when it's out there, when people are aware, other people share your journey, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just part of one little part of a cog of all these other people, and that's why the PPMs are so important. And that's why it's so important with people with disability, no matter what part of the country you're in, no matter what part of the city, try and find somewhere that you can link into, and the PPMs are a good start.
Okay, listen, great stuff, Sandra. And
John, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
No, thank you for taking the call. Really, really enjoyed that conversation.